Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This next story comes to us out of the Kansas City Star.
This is actually an opinion piece from the Star editorial board, but it got a lot of reaction on our Facebook page over the weekend. Professional sports teams play an integral role in our region's economy. Thousands of local sports fans from both Kansas and Missouri cheer on the Chiefs and the Royals at the Truman Sports Complex each year. And the economic benefits from the two stadiums ripple across the metro area. But when the bill comes due for the upkeep of Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums, only Missourians are chipping in. Last week, Missouri lawmakers approved House Bill 677, requiring the state to shell out $3 million a year for the next decade for maintenance at the Truman Sports Complex. It is an extension of a 1990 measure authorizing the payments. An additional $2 million a year is allocated to maintain Bartle Hall. The governor is expected to sign the bill that's sponsored by Republican State Rep John Patterson out of Lee Summit. That legislation would extend the funding until 2031. That is when the leases at Kauffman and Arrowhead expire. The measure also includes funding for the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to maintaining Kansas City stadiums, Missourians, again, this is an editorial. When it comes to maintaining Kansas City stadiums, Missourians should not shoulder the responsibility alone. Kansas needs to be a part of the equation. Jackson County pays $3.5 million a year for stadium maintenance, while Kansas City provides $2 million a year. So Kansas City residents are taxed three times for the stadiums, first as city residents, then as Jackson County taxpayers, and again as residents of Missouri. Kansans who still have easy access to the Truman Sports Complex get a free ride. As you would imagine, many Kansas politicians are resistant to the idea of Kansas putting in money. But it says, in the interest of bi-state cooperation, residents from both states that reap the benefits of the stadium should share in the cost of upkeep, and $3 million is a modest price to pay. Kansas State Rep Stephanie Clayton out of Overland Park said she would be willing to listen to any requests about the budgetary needs of Kansas teams that play in Kansas, but she does not support sending Kansas tax dollars to Missouri unless Kansas taxpayers make that decision. Mike Wickett, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
You and I are both Kansas residents.
Yes, we are.
Do Kansas residents benefit from having the Truman Sports Complex here? How?
Yeah. They provide a venue for, or a couple of venues, for fans of the Royals and the Chiefs, many of whom live in Kansas, to go watch their favorite teams. Also, tax dollars come in from visiting teams, visiting fans, and fans of the Chiefs or Royals from around the area, maybe outside of Kansas City, that might stay in Overland Park, in KCK, in Leewood, that might stay on that side of the border.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah, there's my answer.
Do you think it is fair that, let me make sure I word this correctly, that there are Kansas residents who work in Kansas City, Missouri, and therefore pay an e-tax that they don't get to vote on?
Do I think that's fair? Yeah. Yeah, I do. You choose to live where you want to live and you choose to work where you want to work.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
You could say that about anything, I guess.
I think that's fair.
I think it is taxation without representation, right? I think it is unfair that, because this was the case for a lot of people I know and for me also at one point, that if you live in Kansas but you work in Missouri, you don't necessarily benefit from what your tax dollars are going for, necessarily.
Okay,
paying an e-tax because you choose to live in Kansas but work in Missouri, and so you are already putting money into things like Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department and ambulance service, things that you do not benefit from by not living in Kansas City. And some of that money, if you wanted to, you could put into the stadiums and stuff. I mean, not all money can go for all things, but I would say Kansas residents are already paying for some things that they don't necessarily benefit
for. Okay.
Financially, I don't know if Kansas residents benefit from the Truman Sports Complex. Kansas City, Missouri residents do because they are getting sales tax revenue from things that are bought at the Truman Sports Complex, okay. That kind of thing, and that helps city coffers.
Okay.
That does not benefit Kansas residents. I need someone to make the argument for me financially why Kansas residents benefit from the Truman Sports Complex.
Tax dollars coming in on hotels, tax dollars coming in on restaurants, tax dollars coming in from people when they come out of, like, let's say they come from Nebraska. They might stay in Kansas that weekend.
Okay, that's okay.
That Chiefs weekend.
Only if they're going to stay in Kansas. But keep in mind, there are a lot closer hotels to the Truman Sports Complex that are on the Missouri side.
I would say, top of my head, ballpark, if fans come in from Minnesota, say the Vikings are playing, I would bet 70% stay on the Missouri side?
Yes.
And maybe 30% stay on the Kansas side?
Especially once we get this new convention hotel up and there are a lot more hotel rooms. Because you'd just rather stay downtown.
I guess,
If you're coming from out of town, you would rather stay downtown.
I would say 30%, but 30% of X amount of dollars that come in every game from a road game for the Chiefs, or let's say the Twins are coming down, you're here for a three-gamer against the Royals, I'd say 30% of the fans that travel stay on the Kansas side, whereas 70% stay on the Missouri side.
And I have no idea if that's right.
That's just a ballpark guess, but just the distance and...
But that's good. If those numbers are correct, that is going to change dramatically once that convention hotel opens.
Sure.
Because more people... We have so many hotels that are opening up downtown. We just did the story. We might have done this while you were gone when we were talking a little bit more with Visit KC with Derek Klaus. But we have an abundance of hotel rooms in Kansas City, Missouri. And I got to think most people would rather stay downtown because that just makes sense. You just want to go stay where the stuff is.
Restaurants, that's bars, fun to, yeah. People. Yeah.
Yeah. There are not a ton of hotels out by the stadiums. So there are a few, but not a ton.
The Drury Inn.
Tell me why Kansas residents should kick in for something that they don't dramatically benefit from financially.
I didn't know where you were going to go on this one when we started talking about it.
I didn't really know either.
And I read the story over the weekend, and I saw the hundreds of comments we got on Facebook over the weekend. And the question is simple. 576-7798. Should Kansans pitch in? Should Kansans pitch in for the upkeep and maintenance of the Truman Sports Complex? And as I was reading this story, we were getting ready for the show, and just you reading it to there again, Jamie, I thought, No.
Right?
No. You just happen to live near where one of the 30 NFL stadiums is and one of the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums is. You just happen to live on the right side of the line. No, Kansas shouldn't chip in.
And when you are giving your response to this question, people, tell me what side of the state line you live on. Because I guarantee you this is going to be just people in Missouri saying, hell yeah, you should be chipping in.
You're using our stadium.
Because we don't want to pay any more for it than we have to. Mm-hmm. And Kansas residents are going to say, wait a minute. You're getting the benefit from the sales tax revenue and the hotel motel tax and everything else. The vast majority of the people are staying on the Missouri side and are spending money in restaurants on the Missouri side. And the Missouri side has the big attractions that you would visit, like Liberty Memorial and the World War One Museum and Truman Library and River Market. So they're getting the benefit of the people.
Worlds of Fun is over there. KCI is going to bring in all that money.
And you're getting my money when I go buy tickets and when I go pay for parking. So why should I pay any more than that?
I've never read one of the opinion pieces from The Star more and said, I can't even fake an argument.
Right?
I can't fake an argument.
And we didn't talk beforehand about what our arguments were. This is the first time we were talking about this today, which is why it's good sometimes to not talk about stuff before the show because we had no idea. But
does anybody, can you justify saying, Kansas, we're going to raise taxes on you for two buildings that are in Missouri?
What? So the comments on the Facebook page, was there anybody making an actual argument or just, hell yeah, they should pay?
A lot of it was just split on the on the state line road.
Yep.
A lot of it was just split on state line road.
Give me an argument for why it makes sense for how Kansas residents benefit financially.
Mike writes, not a single penny. Despite a large portion of ticket sales go to Johnson County residents, Missouri gets the benefit of the tax revenue from purchases at the stadiums.
This is what I'm saying.
Like, I can't figure out why.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, anybody in Kansas would be like, yeah, it's good. Raise raise it.
If you're going to share the tax revenue, like if we're going to make it a regional stadium and you're going to share the share the sales tax revenue with, let's say, Leavenworth County, Wyandotte County, and Johnson County, maybe Miami County, fine. If we're going to make it a regional thing, then let's make it a regional thing.
No, we're not doing any of that. We're just going to raise the tax and still...
keep all the money.
Keep all the money.
Yeah.
I don't know who specifically wrote this one from the Star editorial.
Editorial board.
But I don't like it at all. 576-7798. Let's go to Jan in Kansas City. Hi, Jan. Which side of the state line do you live on?
No, I'm in Missouri. I was born in Kansas. But I am so tired after years of Kansans coming over and reaping the benefits of what we build and what we maintain. Why not just charge them a higher admission, like they do the colleges, out-of-state tuition?
So, Jan, do you think Iowa residents should pay more to use the Truman Sports Complex, too?
I think it could be prorated in that case when people drive further. You know, Kansas is just a hop over the line. To go to a lot that we've built here, if you're further away, like Washington or somewhere, maybe there could be a prorated amount.
So, Jan, I got to ask you the same question I asked Wicket, okay?
Or come over and clean up the trash when they trash it.
Why, in what way? I'm going to ask you the exact same question, and get ready, because I'm asking everybody this, because I think this is how you make the decision. In what way do Kansas residents benefit financially from the Truman Sports Complex?
They afford the admission. We can't here in Missouri.
Is Missouri more?
Don't you choose to live in Missouri?
Isn't Missouri? Are you saying Missouri is poor as compared to Kansas?
A lot of people that come over here and reap the benefits of what we've built, yes, are from Kansas. I think the majority is. From what I've looked around and seen on license plates and stuff.
Okay. Hey, thank you for your phone call, Jan. I will say this. It would be impossible to charge people from Kansas more to get into Chiefs games or Royals games unless you're just like taking a look at the license plate. And by the way, up until about a week ago, I had a Missouri plate, but I lived in Kansas. That's just your creating.
I don't know how you're going to.
But Jan, thank you for your phone call. That's not the first time I've heard that, though.
No, poor people live in Kansas.
Charge more for people to
who
come
can
to
afford it.
Charge Kansas and Iowa residents more to come to a Chiefs game. Let's go to Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
So I live in Kansas but work in Missouri, but that's not the conversation I'm going to talk about. The stadium, I think if Missouri's having such a hard time paying for it, they should just give up the stadium and the teams and let them come to Kansas.
We've had that discussion. Move the stadiums out to the Legends or somewhere else on the Kansas side.
Yeah, there's plenty of space out
there. I don't
having such a hard time paying for it. Let's take them from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then
it's a conversation because in 2031,
yes,
it's fair game.
Well,
can go anywhere.
Well, then you're just moving the baseball stadium downtown, right? Are you having that conversation?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of arguments to be made for that.
You're never, ever going to get an NFL team that's going to be like, oh, we're having a problem with this $3 million in revenue. They're never jumping to the Kansas side.
Unless Kansas offers them more money,
huge
right?
Tax doesn't, break.
Doesn't it always come down to money? I mean, if
does.
Kansas says, hey, we'll offer you money. We got land. We got a lot of land.
Eric, thank you for your phone call. Doug in Kansas City. Which side of the state line do you live, Doug?
I live on the Missouri side.
Okay. All right. What do you think of this idea of hitting Kansans to pitch in?
Well, all they have to do, you say it's impossible. It's not impossible at all. If you can't prove that you're at least a Missouri resident, you just pay a flat tax on the ticket. You know, if the ticket's $100 and you're a non-resident, it's like $10. It isn't any different than if I go to Kansas and drive on the Kansas Turnpike. I'm paying to drive on that highway. I don't live in that state, but I still have to pay to use it. So what's the difference if they want to come and watch the Chiefs and they're not paying for any part of it in taxes in Kansas? It's just a flat tax when you buy the ticket. And if they don't like it, They don't have to go. They don't have to buy a ticket.
Well, you need bodies over there. But so should Illinois residents have to pay more then, or Oklahoma if they're coming in too?
That's right. Anybody?
Why?
They don't live in this because they don't. They're not paying any of it. They're not living around there paying tax on
but
it.
But they're not benefiting from the taxes either that are generated from it.
They're benefiting from the entertainment. If they want to see it, they pay it. If they don't,
they're paying ticket
fine.
Prices.
So Doug, you're all about the out of town tax.
That's right.
Out of town tax.
It's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
If you are a fan of the New England Patriots and you want to come here for the AFC Championship game, you got to pay the out of town tax. You got to pay for
There's
the out of town tax.
There's a way to get more people to come to your town.
Yeah, by the way, that's a way to get less people to come to Missouri.
Right?
That's one of the ways to not get people to come to Missouri. But it's, again, Doug's not insane. Doug's not insane because I've heard that a lot. The out-of-town tax. Let's go to Glenn in Kansas City. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, I'm on the Kansas side.
All right.
I just want to know
money?
All these... Oh, I got a little money. My wife's got the rest.
Yeah, hear that, brother.
I just want to know if these Missouri folks are wanting to pay for our NASCAR track and our soccer field and so forth we got over here when they come over.
A lot of sporting KC fans live on the other side. A lot of NASCAR fans live on the Missouri side.
I mean, you know, NASCAR track, if you build it here and it brings money here, if you build it and it doesn't bring money to your city, that doesn't make you look too smart, does it?
No. No, it does not.
So should we charge Kansas residents more to go to Sprint Center then?
Oh,
when George Strait comes to town?
Whoa.
Kansas residents pay more for George
no,
Strait?
No, why should they?
See? Well,
I mean, I
don't know, but it's the same argument.
The out-of-town tax.
That's just it. If you go ahead and charge that, and guess what happens? You're going to have a lot of empty seats.
Right?
You will definitely. Like, what if we had the Starlight did the out-of-town tax? Or Bonner Springs went the other way with the out-of-town
tax?
Yeah,
the other way, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or anybody coming from Nebraska who wants to go to a race at the Kansas Speedway paying an out-of-town tax, are you really going to do that?
I need my question answered. How do Kansas residents benefit financially from the Truman Sports Complex? And if you can make an argument for how we do, I'm in.
Just those hotels, that small amount of visiting fans that come in.
And we have an abundance of extra hotel rooms in Kansas City, Missouri right now that are not filled.
And more keep going up
and we're getting
for
more.
Some reason.
Yeah.
576-7798. Glenn, thank you for yours.
So the editorial in the Kansas City Star is making the argument that Kansas residents should be kicking in money for the maintenance of Truman Sports Complex. If you don't know, 2031 is when the leases are up for those two stadiums, and they're going to need some work before then in order just to keep them in good shape. Star's arguing that Kansas residents should be kicking in some money, just like Missouri residents have to.
Makes zero sense to me. I mean, you know, do Missouri people in Lee's Summit then need to kick in some extra coin for the upkeep of Kansas Speedway?
Yeah,
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, to me, that's a fair analogy.
You just happen to live on that. You don't like it? Move to the other side.
So then who else, you know, should Iowa residents then pay more than also? And I guess so. I mean, I say that jokingly, but maybe.
Do St. Louis, check that. Do Illinois residents have to pay for the upkeep of stuff in St. Louis? Because there's that part of Illinois
that's
right there where the Blues play and the Cardinals in Busch Stadium.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Chris in Kansas City. Hi, Chris.
Hey there. I'm from Missouri, and just for past history, I voted against both of the taxes to renovate the stadium.
Okay.
So I think the teams ought to pay for it.
Okay.
They're the ones that make the most money out of all of this. And they've always used the argument of all the benefits they bring to the city, whether it's Kansas City or the whole area, and they're the ones that make money hand over fist.
Well, the city also makes money hand over fist.
Well,
it may not make as much as the Hunt family, but the city still makes a ton of money.
Well, I still believe the teams themselves ought to be pitching in a lot more, especially considering what you charge just to get in there.
Well, that's a story for another show, an argument for another show, if you want to talk about ticket prices and parking and whatnot. But, like, if they make $100 million, if the team makes $100 million, the city still makes, like, $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the city and the state aren't getting their share with all the hotels and the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. City, county, state still make plenty of money, Chris. Let's go to Randy and Gardner. Hey, Randy.
Well, Jan tripped my trigger and Chris stole my thunder.
It's all right.
Exactly right. you know, if Gann wants us to stay on the Kansas side, absolutely. And we'll take the sports teams, too. Because, like
Airport
Chris said,
too.
You just mentioned, and I can't believe that the Kansas City Star is so blind that they don't see the revenue that that brings in. Who do they think stays in these hotels? The local people?
Yeah.
True.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we'll take it. Anytime the team doesn't want it, bring her on over.
You know, as a Kansas resident, I would love to see the Chiefs and Royals move over to the Kansas
awesome.
Side. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Because, again, county, city, state still make a ton of money for every Chiefs game. All right? And there's only eight of them on the schedule in the regular season.
So here's what somebody just said in the text line. I live in Olathe. I will chip in money to maintain the stadiums if they also give us first crack at tickets like they do Jackson County residents.
Good call.
Yeah, you get benefits for paying for it. Just like you get benefits like for paying the e-tax. You, particularly if you live in Kansas City, Missouri, or in Jackson County, you get discounted prices at the zoo. I mean, you get benefits for the money that you pay that other people in the area don't.
That's a great text. I mean, again, if I got first crack at U2 or Taylor Swift, like everybody else in Jackson County does, but I might live in Johnson County, Kansas, you know, give me a little bit of love there and I'll pitch in my $30 a year or whatever the tax would be.
A couple of questions that are coming in. How does the state make money from a hotel tax? There's a state, I know, because I just paid for hotel rooms
tax,
in Minneapolis. And if you look at the breakdown of the taxes that you're paying, I just hit my little...
I'm standing this hour.
You pay a state. There is a state sales tax on your hotel rooms, and so the state is making money off that also, which is partially why the state is kicking the money in.
Just like if when you know go get a restaurant, there's tax that goes to the when you buy your burger or whatever at Applebee's. Still, a lot of that money goes to the city and the state.
Yeah,
it tends to come that way. You can text in 22980 or 576-7798, 576-7798. Let's go to Carl in Lee's Summit. What's up, Carl?
Hey, I just wanted to get my 2 cents in. I think there should be some type of a user tax. And the reason I say that, I live on the Missouri side. I don't go to the ballpark anymore. The reason being, you try to take a family of four to a Chiefs game, you're looking at over $400 to walk into the stadium. It's ridiculous. A working man can't afford that. Now, the people that can afford it, let them pay a user tax of some sort. And that's anybody. I don't care where you're from. You're actually using the stadium. And as far as money, these hotels and other businesses making money off of this, you said, it's not putting any money in my pocket. So if I'm not using them, I don't think I should have to pay anything, to be honest with you. But that is part of my taxes. Now, any extra money, let the people that use the stadium pay for it.
Thank you for your phone call, Carl.
I think the user tax that you're talking about is called ticket prices.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already paying for the tickets that they're already paying that user tax, so to speak, by buying the tickets.
There's 70,000 people paying the user tax to use Arrowhead 8 times a year, or 40,000 people at, you know, Kauffman 80 times a year.
Yeah.
So there is that tax. I mean, don't forget, in the state of Missouri, I don't know if you visit the southeast or southwest corners very often, but you're paying in the state of Missouri for those roads to get fixed that you may never drive on. So oftentimes you're paying for stuff as Missourians or as Kansans for stuff you'll never see. Like, Jamie, I don't know if you'll ever go to the southwest corner of Kansas. But you, as a Kansas resident, are paying for some of those roads to get fixed.
I have, in fact, been to the southwest corner of Kansas.
You are the worst example ever.
Sorry.
I may never visit the southwest corner of
Kansas. I didn't think which corner was the southwest corner. Yes, I have, in fact, been there. People are pointing out a couple other things. There is also, you know, when somebody from Iowa comes to town and decides to stay at a downtown hotel, they're also paying other taxes, and I don't even know the breakdown of them all, but there are convention taxes and things that go to, like, Visit KC and hotel motel tax and stuff. That's all stuff that goes to the city also. So the city continues to benefit by people coming to town for those games. And again, I'll say I think the vast majority of those people are not staying, you know, at the Radisson in Overland Park. I think they're staying as close to the stadiums as they can. And the city is getting the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's read a couple here from Twitter. This is Ian, who says, I'd love to chip in. And while we're at it, let's make all the Missouri residents chip in for the amenities they use when they hop over into Johnson and Wyandotte counties. Same idea.
Yeah.
Let's see. Vic writes, so do we, as Kansans, get a say in the airport? We use that, too. What about the streetcar? Any expansion? Use that, too. But while we're at it, Missourians have to help out with Sporting KC and Children's Mercy Park and the Speedway.
Well, for starters, the only people that pay for the streetcar are the people that live in the special taxing district.
We don't need to get
along
that
tax line. And don't even get me started about the fact that I didn't get a vote on the airport that I use more than a lot of residents of Kansas City, Missouri.
I did. Then I moved.
I just, we don't, a lot of cities have regional airport authorities instead of it being a city department.
Right.
But we have a city department, which is dumb.
Let's see. This is from the Boss Man 5. I live in KCMO. Kansas should have gotten a chance to vote on the airport because the airport is just as important to Kansas as to Missouri.
Yeah.
If you want a streetcar, you can vote on one.
And again, Kansas City, Missouri is benefiting from the e-tax that Kansas residents have to pay for simply working in Kansas City, Missouri. They don't necessarily benefit from the amenities of KCMO by working there. Maybe by living there, yes, but not just by working there.
Final call, Michael in Kansas City. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, yeah. I mean, I'm not paying for your guys' race car track. I use it, but I'm not paying for it. So what you guys do for my stadium? It makes no sense.
Just
if you guys come over, use my stadium. You guys do pay for it.
I love. So, by the way, this is such a great first world conversation. I'm not paying for your speedway if you're not going to pay for my football stadium.
No, I mean I'm not paying for your stadium unless I use it, right? If I go watch something there, I'm paying to use your stadium. Same thing with you guys coming over to apply to my stadium. You know, I just leave it alone. Kansas pay for Kansas, Missouri pay for Missouri.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. I don't know who wrote this story in the Star that kicked off the conversation, but I just think you're fishing and trying to open up Pandora's box.
And that's fine. That's their job.
Yeah.
It's a start conversation. That's what they get paid for. Yeah. So that's fine.
It's on our Facebook page. A couple hundred comments are there. You can go check it out. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.